And we're going to continue with the time of prayer. Before we do that, I want to give some special recognition to two special people in our congregation today, Ken and Betty Iverson. Ken and Betty, I see you over there. Can you just raise your hand here? Something's going on in your life this week. Actually yesterday. That something is that they are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary this weekend. And so in our time of prayer, we're going to uplift you and give thanks for your marriage together. And what a blessing it's been for all of us to see the way you care for one another as husband and wife. May we all see that example and follow the example of Ken and Betty for our congregation. We'll also uplift Craig Starr, of course, as I shared in the beginning of the service. His life, the word that the doctors are saying, is tenuous. It's hanging by a thread. And also, in addition to the names, we'll also share Steve Rapetti as well, as he was hospitalized this last week and recovering from some health challenges. Please rise for prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God and for all people according to their needs. Lord, you are our refuge and our strength. Defend your church from the attacks and accusations of the devil. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and his word. Lord, in your mercy, keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and his word. Lord, since the fall into sin, all creations groan for restoration. Earthquakes, hurricanes, fires, floods, and other disasters cause great fear. But you are the God of all creation. Calm our hearts and be in our midst when the earth gives way. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, in this fallen world, nations rage and kingdoms totter. War, violence, disease, and division are present on the earth. But you are the Lord of hosts, and you are with us. Defend us from conflict and be our King of peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, send healing to all who are sick, injured, and recovering. Lord, this day we especially pray your mercy and your arms to hold Craig. Lord, extend that reach to Sharon today as his health is tenuous, as a wife cares for her husband. Let us be a blessing to this couple. And Lord, we do pray for boldly for a restoration of Craig's health today and a return soon to full health. Lord, we also pray for Steve recovering from some illness and time in the hospital, and pray for more health to come his way so that he can be on his feet soon. And for those that we name today as well, Haley, Holly, Addie, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Jerry and Joyce, Bob, Kai, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Anna, Brent, Professor Wiegman, Terry, Brian, Mason, Maggie, Kevin and Liz. If it be your will, restore their health with the overflowing abundance that comes only from your hand. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, our dwelling place in all generations, you are that dwelling place. Look with favor upon the homes of our land. Embrace husbands and wives, parents and children, in the arms of your love, and grant that each fulfill their duties you have given. We especially give you thanks for the fatherly love and grace that you have given Ken and Betty Iverson throughout their 50 years in marriage. Bless all our homes, that they may ever be a shelter for the defenseless, a fortress for the tempted, a resting place for the weary, and a foretaste of our eternal home with you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.